I'm Dominique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes and the Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the show. This is Veronique. So today we have a guest, and before I introduce her, I would like to do a special shout out to our listeners in Germany, Canada, United Kingdom, and France. And we have new also countries listening to our show in Mexico, Malaysia, and Brazil. Thank you very much, you know, for being with us. So today we have a guest. Her name is Michelle. She's the heart and soul behind Mom to Moms. She's a passionate parenting coach and advocate for family wellness. She has a background in child therapy and years of hands-on experience as a mother. Michelle has dedicated her life to understanding the complexities of child behavior and the dynamic of family relationships. We had a great, great conversation, great interview. You guys are going to love it. So her journey into parenting support began when she navigated her own challenges as a parent. She faced with the daunting task of managing being behaviors and seeking ways to foster a positive, nurturing home environment. Michelle turned her struggles into a source of strength. She dived deep into research, attending numerous workshops, and sought guidance from experts in the field. Not only did she transform her own family's life, but she also discovered her calling to empower other parents with the knowledge, tools, and confidence to do the same. So Michelle's approach is rooted in compassion, empathy, and the belief that every parent has the potential to bring about positive change in their family. She emphasized the importance of understanding, connection, and communication, principle that works for the foundation of this workshop. So to learn more about this, let's hear it from Michelle. So this is Sylvia. Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
Hi. Good, Veronique. Thank you.
Yeah. So today we are with Michelle, and we're going to talk about her program and what she has to offer to help moms like us. Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
Hey, I'm so good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to get to chat with you.
Yes, us too. Very, very excited. So our first question would be, so what is exactly the Mindful Moms community? I saw that you had this website page. Is it like a Facebook group or something else?
It's actually a community, so it's a membership based, and it's all the things that I wish I would have had when I started my motherhood journey with my kiddo who has big behaviors, big emotions, big temper tantrums. So it's all those support and all that learning and just all those things that you wish you had, but you don't have at your fingertips.
Yeah, I completely understand, because I have a 2-year-old right now, and there's a lot of things I completely forgot, because I have my first child is 11 now, and then I got a baby 10 years later, and there's a lot of things I completely forgot about. So, and the tantrums and the no sleeping and everything else, and I don't want to wear my shoes right now. Is that something that we can, is that some answers we can find in your community if I'm looking for some advice?
Absolutely. And you know what's great? So you said you have an 11-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yes.
Correct? I have a 27-year-old and a 12-year-old. So
yeah.
We've got those age differences, and it's like a whole, like I've never parented before, right? When you start that whole thing all over again.
Yes. It's like your brain has been gone for 10 years and you have to start and relearn everything again. It's a little bit of a nightmare for some time, especially at that age of the toddler, for me personally. I mean, you have a teenager now, so I'm sure it's not as easy either with teenage age.
It's crazy how just those years make a difference. And, you know, you're like, whoa, did I survive this already?
Yes. It's like we forget, right? This is why we have more kids.
Exactly.
I'm thinking about Sylvia right there. Who has three boys.
Oh, yeah, I have three boys. So,
you know, memory.
We forget everything. Yes. And I'm already like thinking about the teenager years that are about to come, because my oldest is 10. So I know it's very close. And it's so, he's going to change so much. They all change, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They,
so,
They sure do. And I always like not to, you know, throw in that religious thing, but I always say that God kind of makes them cute and makes us forget so that we'll do it again.
I heard that say before, you know, that's when you forget and you do it again because they're so cute and you're like, oh, they were so cute. You forget the bad things, right? And you do it again.
Yes.
So talking about that, you have a program called The Four C's. I'm very, very interested about that. So can you tell us about the program that you you created to help all those moms?
Absolutely. I'm so excited about this program, let me tell you. So my 12-year-old that I was speaking about has what we call big behaviors, big feelings, temper tantrums, and they're not the average, right? They're a little bit more than the average. And so the last 10 years, I have been figuring out how to manage them. And the four C's are calm, curiosity, connection, and correction. So it's my parenting modality that I have created to be able to calmly lessen those big behaviors and be able to teach him how to deal with his big emotions, big feeling, but also be able to be calm myself and keep my nervous system calm, teaching him to calm his nervous system so that we're not chaos all the time, right? Because when they've got those big behaviors, I know there were times I felt like I was going from one fire to the next, you know, one big behavior to the next, just surviving. And so with this modality, it lessens that.
So can you go more in depth? So you said the first one is calm. So for the mom, I guess, to stay calm when they have those big tantrums, right? Not to react to their bad behavior, I guess.
Correct. So calm, for me, it starts with you as the mom, right? Because they're going to react to however you react. So learning how to calm yourself and be able to take that moment, think about how you really want to react. And then when you do that, you're then able to calm them by co-regulating. And they then will learn by watching you do that, how they can do that. It takes a while. It's you know, one of those modeling. But by us being calm, it teaches them to be calm. When we react, then we're going to get a bigger reaction. If we're proactive and we're calm, we're going
to... Wow, I've been doing it all wrong. I mean, that's something I really need to work on with the calm. Being calm is just... Because there's also the personality, right? Like different moms with more with a hot temper and the calmer ones. I'm more in the hot temper side. It's so tough to learn how to be calm and centered.
So I am very Italian. I was raised by an Italian mama. And so that was not how we grew up. That was not it. But when we have those different temperaments of kids and those big behaviors, and that's why it's taken me 10 years to come up with this, it is such a big difference when you learn how to do that.
Yeah, I can relate also, Sylvia and Michelle. I'm from the Caribbean, so talking about temper, you know, it's just yelling after yelling. And, you know, my grandmother, she was yelling, my mom was yelling. So it was always, you know, okay, you have to do what I say, and I'm not even gonna tell you why you have to do this, you know. So when I moved here and I started having new friends not from the Caribbean, I was really surprised and impressed by one, especially one of my friends. Shout out Stephanie the doula, because she was one of the first ones to have kids in our group. And the way she is so calm and so the patience of a saint with her kids. Because she has one who had really had tantrums when she was little, and I would have lost it. Personally, I would have lost it. And she was like, okay, let's talk about it. What's your problem? Can you explain? Use your words. Can you explain? I was like, use your words. It would have been my mom that would have already had a slap in my face. And it worked. And it worked. You know, the kid was really, you know, calmed down and like, okay, this is what's going on. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. Communicate with my kid.
So that goes into the next one, which is curiosity. Mm-hmm. So instead of do what I say, when they have these big behaviors and these big feelings, there's a reason. They're trying to communicate to us. They're trying to tell us something that they don't have the words to do. And so being curious, what are you trying to tell me? And so that kind of helps with you stay calm a little bit, is if you kind of flip it to that curiosity instead of, why are you not listening to me? Right?
Yes.
So
yeah.
Going in as it, as curiosity, what are you trying to tell me by this behavior? Why did you throw the scissors? You know, and kind of bringing them in, like she said, using your words. You know, I'm trying to understand you so that you guys come, you come to the same playing field and you're both trying to, they see that you're supporting them and that you're trying to understand them. And because you're calm, they're co-regulating. So you're able to come to that point where they will calm down a little bit more too. So then connection, because a lot of parents will go from the big behavior to the reaction and the consequence. Right? You threw those scissors, you're grounded, you're not using those scissors again. And then you're going to have the big reaction because I don't want to be grounded. So connecting with them, going over that curiosity, you couldn't get the scissors to work. I know that was frustrating. I'm here to support you. And why don't you let me help you? So really connecting, because we're all more apt to be more understanding and more patient and communicate when we feel like we're connected to that person. And these are our kids, right? We should be connected to them.
Yes.
We're the ones that make them feel safe. So then
definitely,
it goes,
yeah. So what's the third one then?
The next one is correction. So then coming back to, you can do it a couple different ways depending on your child and how they react. Like one of the things sometimes I will do is, I'm curious, how else could you have asked for help using the scissors? Or depending on it, some kids will react perfectly to that and be like, oh, well, I could have done this. Some would won't. And so maybe you could say, do you think you could have asked me? Do you think you could use your words? I need help with the scissors. So bringing them back into that, because grounding them and taking the scissors away, although that might be a good idea because they're throwing scissors, it really, it is a natural consequence. But let's get down to the thing. And let's change it instead of just removing.
Wow, so interesting. And you really, and you see the difference in the way they react to things when you apply those, like calm, curiosity, connection, correction. You can see that change in their behavior. Yeah.
So my younger boy was 25% in the general ed classroom. Because his big behaviors, he just couldn't be in there. He had to be in special ed. Now we're in fifth grade and he is in the classroom 85% of the time. And this is the modality that we've used. I've been blessed to have been mentored by his psychologist, his therapist, and we've pieced things together and we've created strategies and tools for that. And this is the main modality that we've used.
I see. Yeah. Because when you try to do everything, I feel like when you just try to discipline like that, like the yelling or just like, just as I say, it's also because you're just like, okay, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for all the, you know, I just want it done and let's move on. Like, you know, like we're thinking as moms a lot of time, like you have to go to school now. Like I don't have time for all this drama right before going to school. So,
yes.
So you're going to lose it. But and then there's the guilt that comes with that too when you lose your temper because you're trying. And then I'm like thinking, should I have approached them in a different way? But we have to leave. We have to go to school. So actually, yeah, that makes me think about it. Like, how do you handle situations like that? I mean, you don't have much time to deal with a tantrum.
So, oh my goodness. So I have all kinds of tools and strategies. And one of the things that I do and that I moms I work with, I encourage. Is we know the morning time is going to be tough. So, I mean, it just is. And so we plan for that and we know. So that might mean getting things ready the night before. One of the things I did with my kiddo is we had a morning chart. And those morning things that, you know, if you have kids with big behaviors, the more routine you can be, the better it is because they know what to expect. They know what's happening and they feel safe and secure because of those things. So we had a chart that was his responsibility that he needed to do. And it's not pretty. I didn't make anything pretty because the pretty things weren't going to last. They were going to end up ripped. They were going to end up whatever. But I had a chart to where I could say, okay, is everything moved over? And he would say yes or no. And if he said no, then it's, oh, I'm curious. What else do you need to do before we go? And so that it's not the go get your shoes on, go get your shoes on, go get your shoes on. And they act like they don't do that every day. And then you're frustrated because you're like, we do this every day. Why is this new news? So that right. It's eliminating that frustration. Because again, like I was, nervous system is key to everything. When your nervous system is doing that, they're picking up and they're doing that inside because they don't know why you're feeling that way. Because they forgot that they have to put their shoes on every day. And so they're feeling that in you going, why is mom so frustrated? And right. So creating those systems in place so that it's very calm as you're, I always do everything as I'm getting ready. So it's very nonchalant, very, you know, is all your morning chart done? Oh, I'm curious. What didn't you finish? Is it finished now? And then I always do a timer. So timers, Alexa, is my biggest tip for moms because it's not you telling them, it's her. So at 7 a.m. every morning, this has been since my kiddo was two, she tells my kiddo to get dressed. And sometimes we have a party because at 7 o'clock, he's already dressed. Even now at 12, he'll be like, I beat her.
Because it's not coming from you. It's coming from Alexa. So that's why, you know, he's following the order.
I've had so many moms that I've been on just simple 20-minute little coaching calls that have ordered her just in our conversation because she is the absolute best tool. She tells my kid when to shower. She tells my child on Sundays it's time to change the hamster cage. And it helps him, like at school. Like I said, he went from 25% to 85 to 100, right? So now 85 to 100% of time in the classroom, Gen Ed, he is the schedule keeper of his classroom. He is reminding students, remember, we have to clean up. It's almost lunchtime because he's so used to those schedules and those reminders.
Very nice. Great idea. Yeah. Love it.
I use it for screen time because screen time is, in my experience working with moms, screen time is probably your number one big behavior thing, right? It's our constant battle with parents and kids. So we, when he was little, I took pictures of the iPad and this is probably my biggest tip that I share with everybody. I had three cards that I would take a picture of the iPad and it was worth 20 minutes. So he could give those to me at any point in time. He handed me a 20 minute card. That meant he got 20 minutes of screen time. He would set Alexa and say, Alexa, set a timer for 20 minutes. And then I started this by modeling. I would say, how much more time on the timer? How much more time on the timer? Periodically, as I was doing whatever I'm doing, right? So he's hearing that. And it's that reminder. Well, then it converted over to him doing it on his own. So even at 12 now, with screen time, we set a timer. He sets the timer. He asks her how much more time. So there's not the blow up because, and then when those three cards are done, they're done with their time. Oh man, all your cards are done. You don't have any more screen time today. You'll have them tomorrow.
Oh my God. I'm so going to do that with my 2 years old. Oh my God. Where were you 10 years ago? When the iPad started and my daughter was completely addicted. And I had tantrum because I was shutting it down after like half an hour. I was like, okay, we're done here. And she was rolling on the floor because she wanted more screen time.
Isn't it? Oh, screen crazy. Time. Yes. Yeah. So that is, like I said, that's probably my number one tip that I share.
Yeah.
Because it is, and I have just, I mean, my iPad is like old and whatever. But he will use those cards and it gives them control. So not only are they taking control of that, but he's learning the time. He's learning to manage it. He's learning to be able to handle those emotions, be able to think of, ooh, if I use this all now, do I really want to do that? And I mean, at two, obviously you start building those skills by modeling it and questioning and doing that. But it doesn't take long for them to realize and see it and put those in place.
So does this fall under the fourth C's or
Is that like a resolution?
It is. It's one of the things. I have so many different things like this that I share them throughout. And this is just kind of a bonus. I have a free strategies that I've created many of these different things in surviving these big behaviors that I've put together and taken pictures of and been like, try this. And to me, you know, it's different from, I don't know about you guys, but when I was raised, it was punishment for your behavior or consequences for your behavior. And I really have learned with kiddos with big behaviors, that doesn't work the same as it did my older boy, right? It's that natural consequence of, oh, I used all my time, so now I don't have time. Or, you know, what, I threw the scissors. This is the better way for me to ask for help. The more natural, the better they can put that together.
Yeah. And for them to understand what's going on, because sometimes we were punished. I didn't even know why. I was like, what did I do wrong? And then they didn't tell you, okay, that's wrong. Go to your room or whatever. But they don't explain to you. So now we explain to our kids what's going on. And hopefully they won't do it again.
100%. And, you know, that's part of why we have big behaviors is because they can't communicate that need. They don't know how. Yeah. You know, even at 12, we have to remember these are little people. They don't have all the time that we have learning to communicate and express. And it's our job to guide them. And so by doing these things, they're going, oh, you know, in a correction of, you know, you can use your words to let me know, oh, can I get help with the scissors? You know, it seems simple to us.
Yeah.
But to them, they're overwhelmed. They don't know.
And you see the difference in personalities too. Like there's also that you need to know how to deal with them in very different ways. Because me with three boys, they're totally different. Yes. 100%. The one is very easy to discipline. He's going to listen. The other one gets like very, he's very sensitive. So even if you yell, if you say anything like in a harsh way, he takes it very personally, so you have to be more careful. So that's when what you teach there is very, comes in handy. And the third one, almost like he defies me if I go like, you have to do this, the third, of course, the youngest. He's like, I don't like you. You know, like he goes and says something like that, you know, because he's angry. So he's going to fight back.
Yes, yes. One of my strong beliefs about parenting and the thing I say most to moms is you are meant to be your child's mom. It doesn't matter how it happened, whether it's adoption, whether it's natural, whatever. And you know intuitively what each of your kids, one of your kids, what they need. And so this modality is not set in stone. It's kind of to inspire you to use it and tweak it, how it works for you, how it works for each of your boys, because all three of them, it's going to be different. You might use the word curious and your second one might be like, ooh, I'm curious too. And your third one might be like, curious, you know, but then you could kind of flip it to, how do you think you could have handled that differently? And because you're asking him his insight and you're not telling him, he might be like, oh, well, I could have just said, help, mom.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
So I think it's fascinating. I absolutely love working with moms because I absolutely find it almost like people that like doing puzzles and things like that. I absolutely love talking to you, to each mom, and being able to come up with something like that and be like, I wonder if you did something like this.
Yeah, and things that we never tried, like what the things you're saying here, it's, I actually have never tried. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, it's great. It's very good information. And I have a question about like when you have like very difficult children, just like a basic tip, or I'm sure like moms who really want to get deeper into it, they can look for your services and get like the full explanation or full help. But like if someone who has a very challenging child who is always almost like acting that they are the boss of the house, and the parents have tried everything, or they think they tried everything and nothing's working, you know, like they say, I don't like you, or like, you know, it's just like really like those challenging situations, even though the person is trying their best, but still they don't know, you know, what would you suggest? It's tricky.
So probably my first thing would be to tell that mama that you are a good mom you are doing your best because of the fact that we're looking for different ways, we're trying different things. You are. And then I would honestly really, really work with her about, I mean, the four C's. Let's look at how are you reacting? And not that you're doing something wrong, but they react how we react. We're the one that models how our kids behave, handle situations, and you know, go out into the world. And so, you know, if you're reacting because you've got 10 minutes to get out the door, they could be feeling disconnected from you. They could be feeling like I'm always in the way. They could, you know, so digging deeper and getting curious on when are we having these problems? What looks like, what is triggering that? Is it only happening when you're trying to get out the door? So how can we reconfigure that?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Were you present when one of those tantrums happened, Sylvia?
No, it wasn't. It's not with my, it wasn't my children, but I just know someone who has. Yours.
Your friend, I mean, did you witness
I think a few times, yeah. Yeah. But I know, like, they're very calm. Both of them are very calm, and they really try, you know, their best to just keep. But, like, sibling fighting or, you know, like, those things that sometimes can get very overwhelming. And it's hard. Like, when it gets to a point that they try everything, and it's like, what are we doing wrong, you know? So, yeah, that's a good point about knowing the triggers. What could be triggering that?
Yeah. The other thing that I teach parents is these behaviors, these things that you're seeing, the sibling fighting or the big behavior, your child telling you that they don't like you or whatever that may be. We have to remember that we have nervous systems too. And it is our job to be calm. It is our job to guide our kids through these things. But also, those things do affect us as well. So we have to remember, you know, self-care to me, I feel like is a buzzword for everybody, but it is true because if we don't come back and calm and fix our nervous system and how we feel, it's just going to be this cycle of constant big behavior. I feel this way, coming down, big behavior, you know, feeling like you're always putting out those fires. So this morning we had big behaviors getting out the door. And we haven't had that in a long time. And I got him out the door. We made the bus. It was amazing. I was thrilled. And so I celebrated that as I was coming in. Yes, we did it. We got out the door. But then I came in and I did a little bit of a meditation because I was like, you know what? I need to calm my nervous system too. And I think as parents, we forget to take care of us. As I you know what? If you like going to the spa, that's great. Go to the spa. Yes. But I'm not telling you every time your child has a fit to go to the spa. I'm, you know, when I say take care of yourself, self-care, it's remember to come back because these things can be triggering for you. I've had mamas that have told me, I don't want to say this, but I feel like it's an abusive relationship with my kiddo. It's like a never ending thing. And they feel guilty and they feel bad and they don't want to talk about these things, but it's natural. Our nervous systems are going to react too. There's no way of shutting, you don't just shut your nervous system off because you're a mom.
That made me think of one of my aunts. She's not like that anymore, but when we were little, she was just yelling all the time. She had four kids, so I guess she was losing it, okay, four kids. Mm-hmm. And she was just yelling all the time. And one day I asked one of my cousins, you know, where's your mama was yelling like that? He's like, no, she's just talking. So the kid didn't even care anymore that she was yelling at them. For them, it was just natural. No, that's the way she talks.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh.
Exactly. I have witnessed kids that mom will say, go do this, go do this, go do this, go do this. And they won't do it until she yells.
Yeah.
You know, it's me. And it's like.
Right here. Oh, yeah. Always. Only when I yell, they do it. So please help me. Oh, my gosh.
It's how we, again, it's kind of how we set them up. Mom isn't serious until she yells.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know? No. And it is. I mean, I parented my older one completely different. Completely different. I didn't know. You don't know what you don't know. And, you know, being mentored by the psychologist and the therapist, And having a kiddo, my oldest was so easy, you know? And then when God gave me this one, he was up there laughing because I was like, I can do this. This is easy. And he thought it was hilarious because, you know, yeah, that was not true.
You got tricked again.
It was. But honestly, this is why. I, you know, we have been incredibly blessed. And I always tell my kiddo that it's our responsibility to share the things that we've learned. Because we have made the progress. And be able to help more moms enjoy motherhood. Yeah. Because it's not enjoyable when you're yelling. It's not enjoyable when you feel that overwhelm and that trauma and those feelings in your body. And so in the four C's, the first one, calm, is it's my favorite because I go through some different techniques on how to calm your body in those moments. And I take you through them so you can feel it. And, you know, and then the curiosity, I mean, that one, it sounds really simple, but I have, and we meet each week. And so you go through and you do the calm for a week and then we check in. How did that look? And I can help you tweak little things if you need tweaked and make suggestions. And then we go into the next one. So each week we're adding a modality, we're putting it in place. So at the end, you've kind of put them in for how they work for your family.
So I was going to ask you about the packages that you offer, because so that you have two packages. So that's the modality that's part of one package. Can you explain to us how it works?
So Mastering the Four C's is a workshop. It's a 4-week workshop.
Oh, okay.
So I have that. And then we go through each modality. And then I also am getting ready to kick off the Mindful Moms membership or community. Sorry, Mindful Moms community. And in that, I do have two packages because I want it accessible to everyone. The lower end price, the lower investment, that is, I found, I'm going to go and buy coffee, right? That's my thing. And so I wanted it to be that low. I wanted it accessible for everyone. And then if you feel like you need a little more help, then there's the higher end package where you have a little more communication with me. So kind of trying to keep it accessible because I believe every mom should be able to have access to this stuff, no matter where you are.
Yeah. Bless you. Because, a lot of us need help. That's for sure.
Yeah, make it simple, you know, not making it too complicated. There's so many books out there and like all these different, just like, let's make it simple so that we all kind of like take whatever works for us best according to our lifestyle and personalities and family dynamics.
Simple and affordable.
And affordable, yeah.
Hunter, I've been working on this for about 10 years. I've had the therapist, the psychologist tell me, put it out there, get out there, get out there. And I've really struggled with that because I want every mom to be able to do it. And so I've been doing it just for free for a long time. And so, you know, these are ways that people can work with me to keep it affordable and just be able to start really enjoying the motherhood journey. We have them in our care for such small amount of time that why not enjoy as much of it as you can?
And of course, we put all this information in the Cliff Note and people can connect with you and just click on the links and see everything you're offering. Sylvia, do you have another question before we go?
No, I think that's it for me. It was great. So much. I was like, literally, I was writing down things because it's so good.
One-on-one session for Sylvia.
I also, on social media, I'm pretty active on social media. So I share a lot of tips and tools. If you go back through my stuff, I believe when we teach, we learn. And so every Wednesday, as my little guy was growing up, we would do a Wisdom Wednesday. It was his responsibility to decide what we shared. Some days we shared his hamster. Some days we shared a tool. So I share so much on there because, like I said, I do want it to be accessible.
So what is your social media? Is it Instagram or Facebook? Where are you? Okay, both of them.
Okay. And my name, Michelle Denbor.
Okay, we'll be sure also to add that, of course, in the description.
Yeah, I can send you the links.
Sure. Is there anything else you want to add that maybe we didn't have time to talk about? Something you want to highlight?
I think we got it all.
That was great. I mean, personally, I know Sylvia was taking notes, but I got like 2 tips from this. Thank you very much, Michelle, because that Alexa, you need to partner with Amazon because they're making a lot of money out of you for free. All those moms who bought Alexa.
Yes.
You need to ask for your percentage.
Oh my gosh, I never even thought about that.
You should. Actually, I'm serious. You can maybe request an affiliate program with Alexa. And, you know, if it's from Michelle, you get a little 10% or something.
Yeah. Honestly, like when I was creating and learning and designing all these things, I was surviving. And right. So I'm still at that point that it amazes me that it helps other people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Completely relate. Know? Yeah. Especially Sylvia, that screen time is horrible, right? So addictive.
Yes.
TV and iPad and this is like, and now we're going, so you already have a teenager, but now I'm going also to the stage of TikTok and all that, and she wants a phone. I don't want her to have a phone. So right now she comes down because we bought her a Kindle, so she's just reading in there. Mm-hmm. And she hasn't asked for a phone for a month, so I'm like, maybe maybe she's gonna forget about the phone for a while. But yeah, asking for a phone every day, it's harassment.
Yes, it really is. And it's so different from like my 27-year-old to now.
Yeah.
You know, I go into his classroom and every kid has a phone.
Oh, yeah.
We do not. We have a watch and, you know, he's not getting a phone until I see him use that watch appropriately. It's actually right now, he's at school and it's on my kitchen counter. Clearly, it's not that important to you.
Exactly.
There's no need for that. Yeah, I agree.
No need for the phone. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to call? What are you going to watch? No.
Yeah.
You don't need a phone.
Exactly. Why are you so important? You need a phone.
Oh, yeah. She tried to trick me, telling me, but you know, you can put a tracker. This way, you know where I am all the time. I know where you are.
Oh.
I know where you went to school and I picked you up. So I know where you are. I don't need a tracker.
Are you leaving school and going shopping?
Exactly. Keep going. No, we don't need a phone.
So this right here is what I envision in Mindful Moms is this kind of communication. There's one of the things I do in there is the coffee chats where, I mean, I might give tips and things, but I also, I mean, you guys have tips and stuff too. I mean, we're all surviving this.
We try.
Yeah.
You know, and so this is exactly the community, like what I want and what I'm building in there. Because, you know, I believe that there's so many things like this that we don't chat about and we're surviving it by ourselves. If we have a friend, we share, but we don't talk about it. You know, my child, we've replaced 3 TVs. When I say big behaviors, whoa, I mean big behaviors.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And people don't, moms are embarrassed and they don't talk about it. And I feel like it's wrong. This is the most important job we can possibly do. And we think we have to do it alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Raising little people. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we're raising somebody's husband, somebody's wife,
mm-hmm.
coworker, you know, and we're doing it alone. I mean, yeah, you probably, you know, hopefully their dads are there or whatever, but, you know, but honestly, I mean, we don't know what we're doing. They don't give us manuals.
Exactly.
So why don't we support each other in doing it?
Yes.
Because what worked for you might work for me. I might be able to trip, you know, make it work by tweaking it a little bit and vice versa.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. We need to talk, get together like that, have conversations, things that a lot of women, we just don't do it with so many other things too. It comes to so many other things that we don't want to talk about, but it would be great if we had that, a place that we can all kind of like, yeah, you know, this and this happens and without feeling like you're going to be judged or any of that.
That's why we have that podcast. This way we can talk about anything.
Thinking, what a podcast that would be to have moms come together and have these conversations.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it would take for hours. It would be a podcast marathon.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, this has been amazing. I was so nervous. Oh,
really?
Thank you. It was great. Nah. Oh, no. It was so informative, so nice.
Oh, yes.
I loved it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we got a lot from this. Firstly, I'm very happy that, you know, we were able to connect, have this nice conversation, and I'm happy to share it with all our listeners. We're going to put all the links, you know, in the cliff note, and hopefully you're going to build that community and all those moms can help each other.
Yes. So if you guys use my tips, let me know.
Oh, yes.
I want to know how they work. I love that. Is like, that is my, fills my cup to know, you know, okay, well, I did this and I tweaked it this way.
Oh, yeah. Or, yeah.
You know, it just, it's amazing. So definitely let me know.
You guys going to try tonight?
Try tonight.
The third one.
Yes. I used it all. Thank all you right. so much. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Yeah, thank you for being here. And for our listeners, don't forget to follow us on Instagram and YouTube. And we see you on Monday.
All yeah. right. Bye, guys. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to High Vibes and a Mic. Until next time, laugh hard, stay silly, and never forget to bring your sense of humor. Please follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest.